How do you get wholesaling proof of funds? Okay.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com, and for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.
How do you get wholesaling proof of funds? Okay. This is a loaded question as usual. All right, so I don't worry about proof of funds. I've never had to provide proof of funds. When my brother was started to partner with me, he did not believe me because I was in the business a few years before he joined me as a partner. And when I told him, stop wasting your time on people that ask for proof of funds, he would say, oh yeah, but you never know. I said, bro, I do know there's a chance that there's a deal that I'm about to lose, but what I can't afford to lose is taking away time and effort away from my marketing, because that's the pipeline. Okay, that's the pipeline that feeds the beast. Okay, I can't afford that. Okay, now we're talking about running this as a business. Okay, listen, every time you take your eyes off of that one little thing that you could potentially be losing money, there's a case that could be made, of course, that hey, you may be losing out. Why don't you try to talk to them? Like, let me give you a straight up example. Like, sometimes I get email from people that say, hey, they want to talk to me before they buy the 11 days challenge. I said, we don't. Okay, we can answer a few text messages that has to do with the sales process. Is the page broken, or it did not accept your payment form, or your credit card is declined or something? Yes, sure. And some people insist that, no, I have to talk to them. I said, no, I don't have to talk to you. You can actually make a choice to go somewhere else. I only talk to my customers, okay? Why? It's not because I'm being extra in any form. It's because, again, the one thing that we all don't have enough of is time, okay? And I'm going to be teaching. If I sit down here and I start talking to 200 people every day that have never bought anything from me, right? Basically, I am also teaching them, unproductive activities, basically, okay? That's essentially what I'm doing, because what I do is not really, I don't do the snake oil sales thing, okay? What I do proves itself. It proves itself. If I'm talking to you like this, you can tell if I know what I'm saying or not. If I sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, it's a free world. You just simply move on, right? And I don't mean that in any kind of disrespect. It could be a very legit, like, I don't trust him. It could be extremely legit, right? And that's okay. And that's what I personally believe that the world is moving. Just transparency, service, the first core pillar that I covered in the book, which is value. If I bring you value, that's all I want you to care about. It could be entertainment value. Like, there's some other channels that have that entertainment value. It's not just a talking head like myself, right? And they tend to get a lot more attraction, and that's okay. That's the value they bring. And they get, but it's a way that everyone pays their own due. Everyone has to pay their own dues, right? So that's what I'm saying. When it comes to a seller asking you to bring a proof of funds, isn't that a testament that seller may not be motivated enough for what you're actually trying to do? What you're trying to do is try to get a house at a discount, significant discount, that it will make sense for you to lock it under contract and give it to an investor that can actually make money from the deal. If a person is asking you for proof of funds and you entertain them, you run around town looking for proof of funds for the next 30 days, maybe 3 days, and you found one and you gave it to them. Now they're going to ask you like, okay, who's this bank? How do I verify this bank? All that kind of craziness, right? You're engaging in the conversation when you can actually engage in conversations with 2,000 people at the same time by learning a few marketing skill sets. Okay, the right people, targeted market, not people that are vetting you or confused if they want to work with you or not. Okay, so my advice to you is this: focus on, there's enough people in the world, 7 billion people, right? There's enough people, right, that would gladly accept your services, the value that you bring to the marketplace. Find those people. What does it take to find those people? Marketing skills. Find those people in. Continue to bring them the most value you can bring them. If a person is asking for proof of funds, there probably is a good chance they're not motivated. Okay, I don't waste my time on it. Now, with that being said, all you have to do is Google proof of funds for wholesaling. There's a ton of them that comes up. There are hard money lenders that will give you proof of funds for the sake of it. They don't care. They don't check your credit because they're hoping one day you bring them some kind of business. Okay. It's just them typing up a paper, say you have access to $2 million. It's a paper. Okay. You can show it to them. And then, you know, hopefully they'll sign your contract. There's a good chance, a very high good chance that they still won't sign. Because again, you're teaching them this bad behavior that, you know, I mean, not necessarily bad behavior, but it's an unproductive behavior for your processes, okay? For wholesaling in particular, or house flipping, or you're running this as a business. You don't want to be going through that. You need motivated sellers. They have a piece of property. They don't want it anymore. They need to get rid of it. They don't care about vetting and all that stuff. There's a contract to sign. They don't mind if you steal the house away from them. Those are the people that you're looking to deal with. So hopefully that answered your question.
To learn more about real estate wholesaling and investing, please visit www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And for our quick start program, go to www.11dayschallenge.com.